Mike, I'm going to start with you because obviously you got to do this here in high school. How much of that was something that influenced you to have them try and come out at some point? And were they into wrestling right away initially?
I started wrestling when I was in first grade. Was with the Goncharovsky era and the Dunlap era. So, I started when I was in first grade, did all sorts of camps, did all sorts of wrestling meets. So I knew that they, you know, I didn't think I started too early. So Caden, I believe, started earlier than I did. He was in preschool. And Chase was in first grade. When Caden first started in kindergarten, he had no problem taking and grasping the sport. For Chase, took a little more nudging, a little bit of butterflies in his stomach. So we came up with a little idea to give him some Pepto-Bismol pills, saying, "Hey, that'll take care of your butterflies," and it worked. So it's amazing how what kind of wrestlers they've turned into. So.
Chase, do you still get the butterflies?
Sometimes, yeah, but back then it was pretty bad. So yeah.
Caden, what's the thing you've enjoyed most about getting to wrestle at Washington?
Probably just like the community, like backing it up, like all the fans showing up. Pretty cool.
For both of you guys, do you feel like Dad has been a good teacher just in terms of either tips and tidbits that you've gotten?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Back then in middle school, first grade. So, like, he taught us a lot of stuff. He was our kind of our coach.
Yeah, youth group. Yeah, he was our coach helping us out in there. Yeah.
How much was that something, Mike, that as soon as you knew it was an opportunity you had, you wanted to do it?
Oh, absolutely. Jeff Hazlett did the youth coaching for many years. And once his boy, Austin, got into the high school level, it was taking up a lot of time for him, and I jumped right in. It was shortly after the boys started wrestling. So I was a youth coach for almost 10 years and really enjoyed it, coaching the kids. And now I get to see them wrestle at the high school level, so it's great to see.
I don't know how much you ever got to go back and necessarily see yourself in terms of photos, but do you ever have kind of an eerie sensation when you watch them and go, that looks pretty familiar, it feels familiar at least?
They wrestle, well, really the sport of wrestling in some regards has really changed to where a lot of these kids, they've started so young and have been working so hard that they know when they're already in probably seventh grade what a lot of high school wrestlers knew when I was wrestling. The technical aspect of it has really gotten to another level for some of these kids. So yes and no. I mean, I see a lot of myself in their wrestling. They're better wrestlers than I ever was. So, but as far as seeing some glimpses and some deja vu, yeah, I do see that.
For Chase and Caden both, do you feel like being able to wrestle for as long as you did before high school, that's made it a lot easier at the high school level?
Oh, yeah, it's helped a bunch. Yeah, just like kind of transitioning from the middle school to the high schools has helped a lot.
Yeah, like learning the moves early and knowing what to do, like the sport early, you get a lot of knowledge going into high school.
How cool was it to have last year happen for the both of you, where that was your first year in high school and you both ended up going to state? Because I'm sure there's been a lot of bus rides to tournaments, and you got to do that one at state. I imagine that was a pretty cool feeling.
You know, that was really, really cool. So when Caden was a freshman and I was a junior, that was really cool. Having practice with him, you know, that was pretty, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, just being at the state tournament together, watching each other just wrestle at the big stage is pretty cool.
Have you been sparring partners at all in practice?
When we get mad at each other sometimes.
Yeah. Nice to get the offer, yeah.
Well, it usually happens more at home when they're practice partners.
Well, I was going to ask maybe the most important question. Between the three of you, who has the winning record at home?
Oh, probably Mom.
That's the correct answer. That's the correct answer. Last thing, what would it mean for you, because this will be the last year for the both of you getting to do it together, what would it mean for you to be able to have that one more bus ride at state again?
Man, that'd mean a lot. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, just doing it one last time, and yeah, it'd be pretty cool to just to do it.
And then, Mike, I'm sure you carry these memories for many, many years beyond this. You've already got plenty from all those years of youth wrestling, and now the fact that they're doing it in high school, it's got to be something that's just so awesome.
Yeah, it's really hard. It's really hard to find the right words to describe how awesome this is. I'm very, very proud of how much they've done. Wrestling is a very tough sport, and it's a grind, and these guys have gone through the ups and downs, and it's great. It's just amazing to see what they're accomplishing.